Hello, Cortona. Welcome back. This is the Young Americans Radio Show. I'm Mac, your host tonight, and tonight we have with us Darius.
Hey guys, ciao a tutti.
Aiden, who's a new guest on our show.
Hi.
And Allegheny, who's a professor of ours.
Hi, great to be here.
How was everyone's day today?
Oh, stressful. Homework.
Stressful?
Yeah.
What do you have going on, Darius?
Oh, you know the deal. We have our history test tomorrow. Yeah.
I do know. Aiden, what's going on in your life?
I don't know. Half a day, I woke up at 12.
That must be nice.
Blessings.
Yeah. Allegheny, did you have a good morning?
I had a great day. I went for a long run on a Roman road, and I got ready for teaching tomorrow.
Wow.
I'm
so jealous. Well, to start off our show today, we have Forever Young by Alphaville.
Let's dance in style, let's dance for a while. Heaven can wait, we're only watching the skies. Hoping for the best, but expecting the worst. Are you gonna drop the bomb or not? Let us die young, or let us live forever. We don't have the power, but we never say never. Sitting in a sandpit, life is a short trip. The music's for the sad man. Can you imagine when this race is won? Turn our golden faces into the sun. Praising our leaders, we're getting in tune. The music's played by the madman.
Welcome back. That was Forever Young by Alphaville. So since we're at the University of Georgia Cortona program, Allegheny, I wanted to ask you a little bit about what you teach here.
So I'm the ceramics professor, and I'm teaching intro to pottery ceramics and intermediate ceramics.
Awesome. Do you have a favorite type of pot that you like to make or anything?
My own personal work is mostly functional, like cups and bowls and pitchers, and I mostly work on the potter's wheel. But because of the nature of teaching, I want the students to be exposed to lots of different types of ways of working. So they're learning how to work with coil building and slab building and wheel throwing, a big range of techniques.
It's really cool. I wish I would have, you know, signed up for ceramics in the past, but I was so worried about getting dirty.
And
so I was like, can't do it.
And I think that you were also scared that everyone else would be better.
I don't know about that. I catch on pretty quick, Aiden.
You did say it.
You do get dirty in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Aiden, you're in the class too. Do you enjoy it?
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, what's your favorite part of it?
I don't know. I thought the slab building was pretty fun.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you go in there on your free time and build your own pots and sculptures and things?
Sometimes.
Only sometimes?
Yeah, not all the time.
Well, what's your favorite thing to do around Cortona?
Just walk around.
Run around.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got a lot of energy, a lot of friends in the program.
Mm-hmm.
Who would you say is your best friend in the program?
Matt.
Oh, okay. I'll remember that for next time.
Oh, and pretty much all of the boys.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's four boys. Yeah, you bond with all of them, huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, so next up we have Jesse's Girl by Rick Springfield.
Jesse is a friend. Yeah, I know he's been a good friend of mine. But lately something's changed. It ain't hard to define. Jesse's got himself a girl and I wanna make her mine. And she's watching him with those eyes. And she's loving with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late, late at night. Along with the charade, there doesn't seem to be a reason to change. You know, I feel so dirty when they start talking cute. I wanna tell her that I love her, but the point is probably moot. Cause she's watching him with those eyes, and she's loving him with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late, late at night.
That was Jesse's Girl by Rick Springfield. So, as previously mentioned, we got a lot of work going on this week. So, I was wondering if you guys ever been quit or fired from a job. I know Allegheny and Mac might have something to say about it. Aiden, I don't know about you so much, but anything, Mac?
I have never been fired from a job.
Okay.
I have had to quit only because I've had a few summer jobs.
Oh, wow.
Which I have to go back to school in New York from Arizona. So, I can't keep doing the same job, which is really sad.
I feel you on that.
But I work at a plant nursery over the summer.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I get to raise trees and flowers, and it's really fun and interesting, and I get covered in dirt.
This is actually my first time doing garden with the Campus Beautification Society, so
oh my gosh,
really trying new things out here in Italy.
Yeah, is it fun? Do you get to use a lot of tools and things?
Yeah, I definitely enjoy playing with the tools.
Love
what
that.
About you, Allegheny?
That's great. The Campus Beautification Society is pretty amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I have not ever been fired from a job.
Amen.
I recently just quit. The funny part about it is I haven't ever applied for a job either.
Oh, okay.
How?
I have kind of created my own businesses and jobs.
I like that. Yeah.
And so just before coming here, I wrapped up being, I had a gallery for 14 years
mm-hmm.
and I stepped away from being in that job.
Oh yeah. I remember that from your presentation.
And that is a great relief. It's so nice to be away from that.
Amazing. Italy is a pretty great place to come to catch a nice break.
Yeah, and just think about life from afar in a great way.
Absolutely.
I only actually quit one job, and it was, because I've kept the rest of them since then. It was from Six Flags over Georgia.
So none of you guys have been fired?
No.
Lucky duckies over here.
Not yet. Knock on wood.
Yeah.
How about you, Aiden? Have you had a job before?
Well, only mowing the lawn.
Did you quit that?
Sort of. I sort of stopped doing it.
No worries.
Yeah. The grass will be back.
Mm-hmm. Like if the grass does keep growing there.
And Aiden's going to introduce our next song for us.
Miley Cyrus. We Can't Stop.
It's our party, we can love who we want. We can kiss who we want. We can screw who we want. It's our party, we can do what we want. It's our party, we can say what we want. It's our party, we can love who we want. We can kiss who we want. We can screw who we want.
Hey, hey, red cars and sweaty bodies everywhere. Hands in the air like we don't care. Cause we came to have so much fun now. Cause we gonna go all night till we see the sunlight. Alright. So la da di da dee. We like to party. Dancing with Molly. Doing whatever we want. This is our house. This is our rules. And we can't stop. And we won't stop. Can't you see it's we who own the night? Can't you see it's we who found that light? We can't. Remember, only God could judge ya. Forget the haters, cause somebody loves ya. And everyone in line in the bathroom, trying to get a line in the bathroom. We all so turned up here, getting turned up, yeah, 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 yeah. So la-da-dee-da-dee, when we like to party, dancing with Molly, doing whatever. It's our house, we can love who we want to. It's our song, we can sing if we want to. It's my mouth, I can say what I want to. Yeah.
that was Miley Cyrus, We Can't Stop.
Yeah, perfect.
Okay. When was your first job?
Darius, you want to go first?
So, yeah. My first job was when I was 16, and actually it was the same job that I quit Six Flags. So, I kind of got a car, and I just started heading to work right after that. And eventually, when the time came to quit, I moved on to better things.
What did you do at Six Flags, Darius?
That's an interesting story. So I started out as like this guy who stood in a cart and sold glow-in-the-dark sticks. It was pretty horrible. But eventually I worked my way up to supervisor. Ooh. Of the guy.
Supervisor of glow sticks?
Yeah, basically. It was pretty fun. Nice summer job.
Wow. So you were a street vendor?
Yeah, basically.
Cool. Mm-hmm.
For everyone in Cortona who doesn't know, Six Flags is a theme park.
Oh, yeah.
With roller coasters and all those fun things. Did you get any deals on the roller coasters?
Yeah, so I could always go in for free when I wasn't working. Ooh. And I think I got a discount for when I brought friends over and stuff, but I didn't want to go there when
yeah.
I wasn't
working. You must have gotten tired of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, real quick.
My first job was 15. I worked at a farmer's market over the summers. I got to sell dog treats. It was pretty interesting, and everyone would come to the farmer's market with their dog, and I'd get to give them free samples and, I don't know.
Organic dog treats?
Change. Yeah, organic and gluten-free. Ooh,
that's crazy.
I know. Whoa. It was pretty great.
I know some people love
their
dogs.
I never knew dogs had diets.
Yeah, yeah, I guess some of them have weird stomach issues, so we didn't make cat treats, though, sadly. Sorry about those kitties up in Italy up here.
Yeah. Our dog might have allergies to pollen.
Oh, I feel like that's a common one.
Maybe we should try a gluten-free diet for our dog.
Yeah, it might get him to stop farting.
Oh, no.
That is possible.
Yeah. What about you, Dad?
My first job, I mowed lawns.
Oh.
Yep. I was 7th grade in the summer, and I mowed enough lawns that I could buy my ski pass and my skis for that winter so I could be on the race team.
Oh my gosh.
I've never been skiing.
Wow.
It's a lot of fun. If you like
I really want to go
sliding down hills.
We don't get much snow in Georgia. So
true.
Come to Arizona. Yeah. We actually have a mountain.
What? That snows?
Yeah.
Come to Colorado.
A ski resort.
Come to Colorado. We have like 20.
Oh yeah, I know about Colorado's mountains.
In Georgia, you could tie a rope to the back of a truck and hold on to the rope with your skis on.
I hear you.
And go. I would recommend doing it on grass, not on a road, though.
Okay.
I would recommend buying little grass skis, which have treads and are super dangerous.
Oh, my gosh.
Great. Up next is Waka Flocka Flame, and the song is called No Hands.
Listen to this track, bitch.
Girl, the way you move it, you got me in a trance. DJ, turn me up. Ladies, this your jam. I'm a sip of Scotta. You gon' need them fast. And I'ma throw this money. When she walks, she gets this brown skin or a yellow bone. DJ, this my favorite song, so I'ma make it thunderstorm. Blow it, want it, block the hell. Blow it, fuck it, I don't care. Jess is flying everywhere. Yeah, my partner Roscoe, like, bro, I'm drunk in hell. Can't you tell? Do 70 bills that fit this stat so fucking well. I'm trying to hit a hotel with two girls that swallow me. Take this dick when I swallow. Pay Moscato, got a freaky. Hey, you got me in the trends. Take off your pants, please pop on a handstand. You got me sweating, please pass me a fan. Damn.
No hands and no darling, I don't dance. And I I'm with Roscoe, I'm with Walker. I think I deserve a chance. I'm a bad motherfucker. Going at some motherfuckers, a young handsome motherfucker. I sling that wood, I just nunchuck them. And who you with? And what's your name? And you not hip, boo, I'm Wale. In that DC shit, I rap all day. And my eyes red, cause of all that haze. Don't blow my high, let me shine. Drummer on the beat, let me take my time. Nigga, one beat, we can take it outside. Fight for what, bro? These hoes ain't mine. Is you out your mind? You out your league? I sweat no bitches, just sweat out weeds. Wear out tracks, let me do my thing. I got 16 for this Roscoe thing, but I'm almost done, let me get back to it. Whole lot of loud in the low backwood. Whole lot of money, big tip I would. I put on a train, little engine could. Bitch,
girl, the way you moving, yeah. Got me in a trance, yeah. DJ, tell me up, yeah. Ladies, this so damn, yeah. I'ma sip my scotter. Shawty, put it on me,
please.
I be going ham, shorty upgrade from baloney,
please.
Them niggas tipping good, girl, but I can make it flush. Cause I walk around with pockets that are bigger than my butts.
Whoa.
Rain, rain, go away, that's what all my haters say. My pocket's stuck on overload. Whoa. My rain never evaporates. No need to elaborate, both of these ducks exaggerate. But I'ma get money, nigga, air day stunt. Nigga, ducks might get a chance after me.
Go.
Bitch, I'm ballin' like I'm coming off a free throw. Chico,
no.
Lambo, Roscoe, no street code.
Hey.
And your booty got me lost like Nemo.
Go,
go, go, go, go on and do your dance.
Right now.
And I'ma throw this money. Why you doing with no hands?
So that was Waka Flocka Flame, and the song was No Hands. And that song brings up for me a thought about explicit language on public radio. And I'm curious, because I know you can buy the song from the artist and all of the language they intended to have in there stays in it, but when it's played for public radio in the States, there are lots of types of words that are reworded so they aren't, or they're sort of muffled so that,
or they just beep them out so there's like a loud beep in the middle of the song.
Yeah, that's disrupting for sure. But so Mac, what do you think of that? What are your thoughts on?
I mean, a lot of the times when I first hear a song, it's over the radio, so I usually hear the changed version first, and I get to know that because it plays over and over and over on the most popular stations. But then, you know, when I look on Spotify, which is my music app, then I hear the real version, and I'm really surprised because it's usually very different. A lot of the times, I don't really say that I would agree with the words that they pick to replace the lyrics. I think a lot of the times they're very different than the intended meaning, and it's kind of deceiving a little bit. It changes the whole meaning of the song for me sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
it's like kids bop.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly like Kids Bop.
I know, like they put popcorn in as a word changer.
Yeah, yeah. Darius, what are your thoughts? Do you feel the same way?
Yeah, I think it's a really interesting thing that they do. And, like, I don't know. When I think about it, it's... how do I describe it? I don't know. Like, I feel like they're taken away from it. But at the same time, some songs, they're made for radio. And it seems as if, like, maybe all those, the explicit language isn't always necessary, and maybe the artist could go another way, and that's kind of what causes it as well. But I definitely think it changes the song, because I'll hear songs on the radio and I'm like, what is this song? Because I've heard either the explicit first and I'm like, what, this is so different. And so I don't know. Yeah, it's really interesting. Good question, Allegheny.
Yeah,
it comes up as a parent.
Yeah,
because there are times where a song will come on that, you know, on Spotify or something like that, when we have it on random play, and it'll be very explicit compared to what we hear on the radio.
Yeah. A lot of the times I wonder if they ask the artist, you know, what would be a good alternative that still incorporates the meaning of the song. I feel like a lot of the times they do not.
Yeah.
And you know, it is an art piece. I feel like they should be asking the artists, you know, what's a non-explicit word to replace this with, because I really feel like it does change your interpretation of what you're listening to.
Yeah.
But at the same time, does the artist have to make the song that way?
Exactly.
As well, I think it brings that question up.
It's hard to say.
Yeah.
Expressing yourself in the way that you need to is, that's an important thing though, right?
I mean, yeah. Guess swear words are a part of our vocabulary now.
Right.
Yeah.
The expanding vocabulary.
Yes, absolutely. With that, our next song will be Love in the Club by Usher.
I do it for the ladies, but I gotta keep it hood. Where we at, Polo? I see you riding. Yo, kid, you was right. We just getting started. Yeah, man.
You say you're searching for somebody that'll take you out and do you right. Well, come here, baby, and let daddy show you what it feel like. You know all you gotta do is tell me what you're sipping on. That I'm gonna keep it coming all night long. Looking in your eyes while you're on the other side. And nothing to shoddy, I got a thing for you, yeah. Doing it on purpose, why are you working it? I can tell by the way you're looking at me, girl. I wanna make love in this club.
Wanna make love
in this club,
yeah.
In this club,
oh, oh, oh.
In this club. I wanna make love in this club.
Make love.
Once again, that was Love in This Club by Usher. What a great song.
Yeah, much before Aiden's time again.
Honestly, it's okay. Aiden's being introduced to a lot of new things, a lot of new art. Speaking of art, since we are all affiliated with this UGA Georgia Cortona art program, I was wondering if everyone had a favorite work of art that they have made or produced. And I guess I'll start with Darius.
Okay, so seeing that I'm an English major, this is my first time really diving into the art. So I've got a relatively small base of work I can work with. So actually my favorite so far is the one I finished up today. And it's a Roman column. And then inside of it, I have a cup filled with ice. And it's about 6 feet tall. So yeah, it's pretty cool. I'm proud of it finally, because I think for me it was that I finally stepped out of my comfort zone and kind of just went at it with art. Whereas, like, I've got poetry and short stories galore, but, like, doing this form of art is something really different, and so I really love it.
Yeah, I actually saw this work of art, and I think it's incredible.
Thank
you. It's, like, taller than Darius, and it's really exciting. He used a lot of pastels and charcoal, which I thought was really cool, and some ink, too.
Yeah.
I liked it a lot.
The ink was scary.
Once Aiden, it lays down.
Yeah. How about you, Aiden? Do you have a favorite work of art?
Well, I like the cups I made, and then I also have a question for Darius, which is, what color was your piece of art?
Yes.
Black?
Yes, there was some black in there.
White?
No white.
Great.
There was some on the cubes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Blue. Yeah, there was white, sorry. Blue. Yep, and then gold.
Gold, okay, mm-hmm. And anything else?
I hope not.
Okay. Okay.
Yep. Aiden, describe your cups for us. I'm interested.
All of them are different. One's sort of a little... It's meant to be wobbly, although it's off-center, so it isn't the best work of art. Another one got a hole in the bottom of it. But then I also made a couple more, which one is a super nice little cylinder.
Yeah.
Thrown on the wheel, I made a little frog cup, which its tongue is sticking out of the middle.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
Yeah, it should be firing right now, so I think it...
Oh, this art is in the making.
Yeah, but when I dipped it in the clear glaze, I'm like really hoping it won't turn out white because it came out white in the clear glaze.
Oh, okay.
Word.
Yeah.
Well, that's going to be really fun to drink out of either way. If you got the tongue out of the middle, that sounds really cool.
I want to drink out of the one with the hole in it.
Yeah, I didn't save it.
Oh, no.
Oh. Yeah, I did. Okay. I'm firing it right now.
That's
awesome.
I'll
be waiting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Allegheny, I know you have a ton of artwork and a giant portfolio, but did you have one project or series that you were the most proud of or happy with?
You know, when I make art, I'm really critical of what I make, and that's what keeps me going forward.
Yeah.
And so there's certain moments in a piece that I fall in love with, but sometimes that's a square centimeter on a large piece.
Absolutely.
And that one moment is what moves it in to the next piece. So today, out of the kiln, I actually unloaded a cup that I was really excited about for a few minutes, and then I narrowed down to the part about that I really liked, which is a very small amount.
That is great, yeah.
But it takes me a while to get to know the piece as well once they come out. And that relationship with the work grows for a while.
Yeah. You have more memories that you associate with it, I'm sure, too.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely want to get that way with my visual art. Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's a great relationship. I mean, with visual art and with poetry and writing as well. It's a back and forth dialogue that we get to have with our own process.
Mm-hmm. I agree on that.
Absolutely.
All right, so this next song is called Every Time We Touch by Cascada. Enjoy.
I still hear your voice when you sleep next to me. I still feel your touch in my dream. Forgive me my weakness, but I don't know why. Without you, it's hard to survive.
for your heart is my sky. They wipe away tears that I cry. The good and the bad times, we've been through them all. You make me rise when I fall. 'Cause every time we touch, I get this feeling. And every time we kiss, I swear I could fly. Can't you feel my heart beat fast? I want this to last. Need you by my side. 'Cause every time we touch, I feel the static. And every time we kiss, I reach for the sky. Can't you hear my heart beat so? I can't let you go. Want you in my life.
That was Every Time We Touch by Cascada. So before we move on to the next song, I wanted to know what you guys thought about aliens. Life out there, what do you think, Mac?
Well, I do have a few stories regarding that, actually. Since I'm from Arizona, originally lived in Sedona, Arizona, which is the like mystical capital of Arizona.
Is that like where Area 51 is?
Kind of, yeah. Around that. It's got all the red rocks and stuff like that. So
it's technically a spiritual vortex.
Yes.
Really?
Yes. There's a lot of healing crystals and a lot of energy there. So actually, I have seen a UFO. Or I think that I have.
My mouth is open.
I was up on my parents' balcony late one night and with them, and there was three little lights in the sky, and they had a triangle between them, and it was completely black and blocked out the rest of the sky. And as we stared at it, it just stayed there for a few seconds and then zoomed away and it was gone. And my parents have had some weird experiences as well.
Yeah, my grandma told me a story like that once. Now that two people have said it, I'm starting to believe more. What about you, Allegheny? Anything?
Yeah, so I've seen a similar, it didn't have a triangle, but when I was about 10 years old, and a friend and I and his father went out fishing on a lake at night. We were standing on the shore and off way, way far away, like 40 miles away, because you could see a really long distance. We saw these three really bright lights that were close together, and it looked like car headlights. But then they started moving rapidly across the sky, and then came all the way close to us, brighter and brighter over the lake, shined on us, and then in like 3 seconds, zoomed away.
Wow.
And there was no sound, so it wasn't like it was a helicopter or anything like that. So I totally believe in aliens.
Yeah, definitely.
We went on our fifth grade field trip last year. There's this alien UFO spotting deck.
Really?
Yeah, it's just 5 hours away, which is not that long to us.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's just over the continental divide. But it was pretty cool because my friend went for a couple days and he just got an alien book.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Personally seen one, Aiden?
No, I haven't. I might have.
No, you're not alone.
I might have. Like, I have seen one light in the sky and then it went in zigzags.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Sometimes I think I'm an alien.
I don't know, with all that long hair.
Yeah.
They all could just pop into eyes.
Hiding all my secrets. So segue to the next song. What's up, Aiden?
Gold Digger by Kanye West.
She take my money when I'm in need. Yes, she's a trifling friend indeed. Oh, she's a gold digger. Way over town that digs on me. She killed me, mama.
Now I ain't saying she a gold digger. I'm in need. But she ain't messing with no broke niggas. She killed me, mama. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger. I'm in need. But she ain't messing with no broke niggas. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head. Cutie the bomb, met her at a beauty salon with a baby Louis Vuitton under her underarm. She said, I could tell you rock, I could tell by your charm. Far as girls, you got a flock, I could tell by your charm and your arm. But I'm looking for the one, have you seen her? My psychic told me she'll have an ass like Serena, Trina, Gina for Lopez. Four kids, and I gotta take all they badass to showbiz. Okay, get your kids, but then they got their friends. I pulled up in the Benz, they all got a bin. We all went to den, and then I had to pay. If you fucking with this girl, then you better be paid. You know why? Take too much to touch her. From what I heard, she got a baby by Buster. My best friend said she used to fuck with Usher. I don't care what none of y'all say, I still love her. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke niggas. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke niggas. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Down, girl, go ahead. 18 years, she got one of your kids. Got you for 18 years. I know somebody paying child support for one of his kids. His baby mama car crib is bigger than his. You will see him on TV any given Sunday. Win a Super Bowl and drive off in a Hyundai. She was supposed to buy your shorty Tyco with your money. She went to the doctor, got lipo with your money. She walk around looking like Michael with your money. Should've got that insured Geico for your money. If you ain't no punk, holla, we want prenup. We want prenup, yeah. It's something that you need to have. Cause when she leave your ass, she gon' leave with half. 18 years, 18 years. And on her 18th birthday, found out it wasn't his. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke niggas, Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke niggas, Get down, girl, gon' head, get down, Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down, Get down, girl, gon' head. Now I ain't saying you a gold digger, you got knees. You don't want a dude to smoke, but he can't buy weed. You go out to eat, he can't pay, y'all can't leave. His dishes in the back, you gotta roll up your sleeves. But while y'all washing, watch him. He gon' make it to a beans out of that toxin. He got that ambition, baby. Look at his eyes. This week he mopping floors, next week is the fries. So stick by his side. I know his dudes ballin', and yeah, that's nice. And they gon' keep calling and trying, but you stay right, girl. And when he get on, he leave your ass for a white girl. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head. Let me hear that back.
And that was Gold Digger by Kanye West.
Another alien.
Yeah. And I'm just wondering, since the talk over while the song was playing, I'm wondering what you guys are gonna be when you grow up.
Wow.
Saying that you aren't already grown, or that you are already grown up.
Nah, I think we're still kids. Darius, you have a story for us?
Oh, man. So, let me see. When I grow up, I guess that was a couple weeks ago. Yeah, I'm not really sure what I want to do. So, my major is English, and my minor is Italian, and then I just got into this master's program for financial planning. So all I want to do is, no, all I know is I want to live in Italy again somehow, maybe teaching Italian or like financial planning or some, or teaching English, anything I can do to come back here because I just love it so much. But
yeah,
no real direction.
Cool. That's a tough question for me. I'm a art and business double major with a creative writing minor. So I've been told that a museum curator would be a good job for me. I have no idea if I'd even like that or what I'd want to do because I've never tried it before. But this past summer, I was on a vacation with my family, and randomly my art came up, and a cruise ship line might be interested in showing my art in their on-sea galleries. So that might be a path that I take after this, is to try to get into the cruise ship business. But I really don't know.
Yeah, I've always wanted to go on a cruise.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, it's really fun. My brother just graduated college, so to celebrate, my family went on a cruise to New Zealand.
Oh, wow.
I'm sort of scared of cruise boats. I just think they would sink from all of the stories I've heard of them.
Because of the Titanic.
It just won.
The Titanic, Edmund Fitzgerald, and the one that Paula told us about.
Okay, that's
all those
three
horror stories.
And also other boats.
Aiden, do you have something you want to be when you grow up?
I don't know. Maybe a video game designer or a computer tech. I don't know.
I could totally see you doing that.
Yeah. I'm 12.
Let me check my watch.
You got a couple years.
I think like 9 more years. I think I'll be 21. I think I'll have a job.
Or two.
Or two.
You never know.
Or as many as Darius.
Yeah. What about you, Allegheny? I was wondering if you thought about switching your career, actually. Or are you pretty in there?
Well, okay, so it's kind of funny, but through being a potter, I can actually do anything.
Yeah.
Wow. Right? Like, if I wanted to write a book, I could write a book because, like, I have this thing that I've been doing for a long time with my hands and making art, but it connects me up to... If I just ran a retail gallery business, so I sort of fulfilled my drive to understand how to run a business. So now I got that down.
Now you have to make a train of airstreams and then a train of saws. So saw
now
C,
I can
saw
like
A, saw B.
I can go any direction I want, really.
Wow.
Which is kind of fun.
I like that.
Because I don't really
I
have
do.
To grow up.
Yeah.
But in my dream, like if I had a fantasy right now of what I would want to be when I grow up, it'd probably be to live in Cortona.
Yeah.
Because this place is amazing.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's
if,
really
if I could grow
beautiful
up.
Here.
Not at the top of the hill.
No, I like the middle of the hill. Because we're like halfway to everywhere.
I can't relate.
I think we have the best. I think we have the best porch over the whole town.
That's arguable, but you know, whatever
we'll
you
have
say.
To have you guys over to watch the sunset.
Yeah.
There's a scene.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be fun.
Nice. So the next song we have is God's Plan by Drake.
They wish and I wish and I wish and I wish and they wish and on me. Yeah. I've been moving calm, don't start no trouble with me. Trying to keep it peaceful is a struggle for me. Don't pull up at 6 a.m. to cuddle with me. You know how I like it when you loving on me. I don't wanna die for them to miss me. Yes, I see the things that they wishing on me. Hope I got some brothers that outlive me. They gon' tell the story, shit was different with me. God's plan, God's plan. I hold back, sometimes I won't, yeah. I feel good, sometimes I don't, hey. I finesse down Western Road, hey, next. Might go down to G-O-D, yeah, wait. I go hard on Southside G, yeah, wait. I make sure that Northside E. And still, bad things. It's a lot of bad things that they wish and 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 on me. Bad things. It's a lot of bad things that they wish and 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 on me. Yeah. Hey, hey. She say, do you love me? I tell her only partly. I only love my bed and my mom. I'm sorry. 50 dub, I even got it tatted on me. 81, they'll bring the crashers to the party. And you know me. Turn the 02 into the 03, dawg. Without 40 Ollie, there be no me. Imagine if I never met the broskies. God's plan, God's plan. I can't do this on my own, hey, nope. Someone watching this shit close, yup, yeah, close. I've been me since Scarlet Row, hey, roll, hey. Might go down as G-O-D, yup, yeah, wait. I go hard on Southside G, hey, wait. I make sure that Northside E, yeah. And still, bad things. It's a lot of bad things that they wishing and wishing and wishing and wishing they wishing on me. Yeah. Yeah. Bad things. It's a lot of bad things that they wishing and wishing and wishing and wishing they wishing on me. Yeah.
So that was God's Plan by Drake.
All right, I wanted to conclude our program by letting you know you're listening to Radio and Country in Blue, FM frequencies 88.4/98.2, and you can get us live streaming and podcasts at www.radioandcountry.org or the tinyurl.com/radioandcountry for live streaming, but you know, we're not really.
So Aiden, did you have a shout out for people at home?
Well, I just want to say that I think it's been a lot of fun in Italy, and I think everyone should know that I'm doing good.
I hope they hear.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Did you have a favorite part of Cortona that you would recommend to them for future travel?
I like the gelaterias. They're super fun.
Do you have a favorite flavor?
I like chocolate chip and cream, which is fior di latte.
Ooh, getting some Italian in there.
Have you tried everything yet, though?
No.
See, me neither.
No. Strawberry, no lemon, even though I was served lemon accidentally one time.
You didn't like it?
I didn't even have it.
Oh, no.
He was scarred for life.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. I got lemon, Nutella, and chocolate.
Honestly, it's sad to say I'm scarred from pistachio gelato because I had it when I was little and it was so awful that I can't eat it ever again.
That might have been the first one I got here, actually.
It's pretty sad, I know. It's very popular in Italy, I've learned. I do like the hazelnut, though. That's the saving grace.
I got pistachio and hazelnut together the first time.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
See, that's perfect.
Hazelnut's really good, too.
Yeah.
That was the first flavor. I got dark chocolate, chocolate and hazelnut.
Allegheny, do you have a favorite flavor?
I have been enjoying the coffee flavor lately.
I really want to get it, but I was worried he's going to keep me up.
Get it in the morning.
Okay.
Have breakfast gelato. Yeah. It's totally legal.
Yeah.
It's like dessert for breakfast.
Yeah, gelato could be turned into all of the food we need.
Yep. Yeah. We have gelato like 5 times a day.
Yeah.
Gelato celery.
Like in Wally, everything is in cups.
Well, to conclude our program, I hope you all can go out and get some gelato like we hope to in the near future for breakfast. I hope you enjoyed listening to us. Thank you. Our final song will be Earth, Wind, and Fire, September.
Ciao.
Ciao. Ciao.